Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey now.
Hey now.
And welcome back to the show where two childhood friends discuss their favourite childhood movies. I'm Emily Sandford.
I'm Barney Lee.
And I'm Zoe Sugg.
Ah! And whether it's iconic lines, musical moments, or just questionable outfit choices, the films we'll be talking about on our show are unique in their own way. And this week, we'll be discussing Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging.
Warning, this episode contains nostalgia
and big love for apples.
But Zoe, apples give you wind.
Guilty. I'll go for the onions instead. Exposed.
Front page of the papers tomorrow.
Apples give Zoe flatulence.
Ugh, I hate the papers. Yeah.
Honestly, thank you so much for suggesting that we do this film, because it is so amazing.
I know. When you watch it from that adult perspective, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's such a classic. I feel like it gets better every year. It gets yes. further away from when it was made.
It's such like a moment in time, the late noughties. We're like similar to Georgia's age. So I feel like a lot of what she's feeling was so relatable, like the stress of a birthday party or like a crush at school. It's fun to watch, but also quite like painful as well.
Usually a scene makes you die on the spot, but like it's like this whole film makes you die on the spot.
It's so true.
Watching the film for the first time, if you can remember that, or even watching it now, are there characters that you relate to, or you know, moments that you feel like, oh yeah, I've been through that?
So I read the books when they came out. I don't know if you remember the books.
Yes, there's a whole series.
Yeah, so I had that and I was in year 7 when that came out. So how old was I? 11. And I was reading that book, which I feel like was probably slightly more advanced than I should have been reading. But I was actually reading it in the library. We had like, so bearing in mind I'm year 7, so I don't really know my class yet. Like it's all quite new. And we had a reading session and I pulled the book out of my bag. And obviously it says like Angus Thongs. And I think the book is Full Frontal Snogging. And my tutor at the time was like, what are you reading? And like, basically just made everyone look at me, and I had this book in my hand like I was reading porn as an 11-year-old or something, and everyone was just like, oh my God, I can't believe you're reading that, what the hell is that about? And I was so embarrassed, I literally wanted the ground to swallow me up, and I never got that book out again. It was like an 11-year-old reading 50 Shades of Grey or something. Everyone was like, oh my God, what is that? But I loved the book. So when it came out as a film, I think I was 18. So I was like slightly older, but I still watched it and loved it. And I think like a lot of like teens, especially back then, I feel like it would probably be quite different now, but back then it's that kind of like internal monologue that's like external, like all these things that you're thinking in your head but you'll say it to your friends. And I feel like the whole film is a bit like that. You're like, I can't believe she said that out loud, I can't believe that they're having this conversation. And that kind of is what school life was like, everyone kind of like navigating being a teenager and like first crushes. And yeah, it awkwardly is kind of very similar to me and my friendship groups at the time, I think. And that's why I loved the book so much, because they were so relatable.
Did you go to, out of interest, did you go to a mixed school? Like, did you have
yes.
guys? Oh, okay. So yeah, there was
a lot of that. Raised. Like, who is this girl?
Yeah, get the binoculars out. We've all been there.
I know. Have to hide behind the bush and like pretend you've lost your earring.
Yeah.
So rewatching now, and I know, like you said, the characters are kind of from a certain time. And I think maybe like young teens today aren't quite like they were in the film. But do you ever think about, you know, down the line when Ottie's a bit more grown, like what that kind of journey is going to be like for her and school and boys? Like, are you going to be, you know, like George's mom, super invested and involved in her life?
I don't know. It's one of those things, actually, that in my head, I'm like, okay, she'll be walking soon. And then she'll be, oh my God, then she'll go to like a play school. But I haven't really like thought about when she's a teenager and like what that's going to be like. Because even rewatching the film, so I rewatched it last night just to get like fresh eyes, but also perfect opportunity just to rewatch it because it's amazing.
Of course.
And they don't have phones in it.
Yes.
Like none of them are using mobiles. It's like landlines and like going to each other's house still.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh my God, A, I kind of miss those days, like when you would just go and knock for your friend, or like they'd just turn up at your house and you're like, oh, I mean, all right, I guess we're hanging out. I'm going in for my dinner in a minute, but sure.
Yeah.
And I just have no idea in like 15 years what it's going to be like. But yeah, I feel like I'll want to be one of those mums that thinks they know everything that's going on. But I do wonder if the reality is slightly different.
Oh my gosh.
We're not going to know. Like, it's going to be a completely different landscape. So
there won't be a school bus. It'll be like school hoverboards. Technology's evolving too fast.
I know.
It is.
So stressed. So was like Robbie a crush, like when you watched the film?
Oh my God. I thought that he was just so hot. And I'm not going to lie, even when I watched it yesterday, I was like, he just is a good looking guy.
Yes. Sorry, Alfie, if you're listening to this in the car with Zoe. He is. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it Aaron Taylor Johnson?
Yes.
That's it.
Oh, he just dreamy.
Four, yeah. As she says.
Yeah. Sex God.
Sex God.
Did you used to say this, Zoe? Like, oh, he is so buff.
Yeah, buff or like lush.
Oh, yes.
Lush. Nice. Lush. Yeah.
Or like, so fit. I feel like so fit. Yeah.
No, but it's true. Like when you're rewatching it now, you're like, you feel a bit weird because you're like, oh, he's probably under 18 when he filmed this. Like, can I be feeling like
this? I know.
But it's fine. It's fine.
Do you feel like rewatching it as an adult, you're like, I just don't know that pairing would ever really be a thing. I feel like the boys just seemed so much older than Jazz and Georgia.
Oh God, yeah. Well, I think they're supposed to be like the year above. But then that kind of like sets the question, like, why are guys in the year above interested in the girls in the year below? Especially not like maybe like the cool gang.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because Lindsay is like, he's not a cradle snatcher. And it's like, whoa. Right.
And also, I don't know if I'd fancy a guy, you know, obviously he's so gorgeous, but then when he starts talking, he's like, all right, lovely, gently. And you're like, shush. Yeah.
The accent was slightly dodgy.
Yeah.
Yeah, questionable.
If this is Cosmopolitan, or...
Yeah, then I'm not. Yeah. Never want to go to London if they all talk like that.
Although I do feel like if you were like a 15-year-old, and they're like hot guys in the school who are like a couple of years above you. That just is your ultimate dream, isn't it? I feel like Jazz and Georgia just lived out their ultimate like perfect scenario for like every 15-year-old that ever existed. It's like, well, if Georgia and Jazz can get the two like older hot guys, then anyone can.
Yeah, exactly. And Georgia did it with half an eyebrow, right?
So. Exactly.
You've never done that with your eyebrow before, have you, Zoe? I can't imagine.
No, I overplucked big time. Like when I was 16, I actually found my old prom photos and my eyebrows were a tiny thin line of hair. And I was like, why did I ever think that was a good idea?
But you know, according to TikTok, which is obviously where I get all my information nowadays, thin brows are coming back.
Like the really thinnies.
Yeah.
No, but really?
But the fluffy brows are where it's at.
Yeah, it's not the one. But I also feel like we're at the age now where like we don't have to be on the latest trend. Like that's for the youngies. Like,
yeah,
you know, we're fine.
You could stay there with your low-rise jeans.
Yes.
They'll look at us and be like, oh, the fluffy brows. Like,
yeah. Ew. Okay, well, like, speaking of these kind of characters, obviously, you know the format of our show. We break down a film into certain categories. And our first one is best supporting character. So I guess we can start there. And I'd love to know if there were any kind of supporting characters that jumped out to you as kind of iconic.
So I have two. I don't want to steal anyone else's. But I think One of the characters who I just love and really tickles me is Ellen. And I don't think she gets enough. She just doesn't get enough in the film.
Oh my God.
Justice for Ellen.
Yes.
Our best supporting character is Ellen.
Yeah.
Is it really?
It actually is.
I just think she's that friend. Like, everyone has a friend like Ellen who is always there, but is sometimes a little bit savage and a little bit honest. And I love that about her.
That is so true. We've feel for her. Like, she's amazing.
She is savage.
But really, like, the sleepover scene when, you know, Jazz and Georgia are, like, claiming Robbie and Tom. And Ellen's like, oh, what about me? And they're like, oh, no, sorry, we saw them first.
But then I kind of like that she gets her comeuppance when she's like, the olive costume. Yeah. And everyone like looks at her like, that's one of my favourite bits.
Yes. She had that in her back pocket. She was waiting to use that card.
I also really like when Georgia leaves Peter's house, she's just waiting to go in next. Like, I just love that she's just there like, all right.
Yes. Yeah, Georgia's like, hi, Ellen. Like, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, so what? It's a great service.
In the physical attraction test, like, we just have to give her 10s for everything.
Yeah. You know?
Give her the justice.
Yeah. Savageness, definitely. 10. 10 and a half. Yeah. No, she's great. Okay. Yeah. Amazing. And then you said you had another one as well.
Well, I kind of think that Peter is quite an interesting, strange character. Mostly just because I find him really fascinating and his bedroom. I don't know if you guys looked around in his bedroom. You probably did. He has a huge poster of Hugh Grant in his bedroom. And I'm just like,
yes!
Is that because he wants to be Hugh Grant? I feel like that's like his inspiration is Hugh Grant. Or does he just love him? I don't know. I just find him a really interesting character. I want to know more about him, I think.
Went to Notting Hill once. And
yeah.
Yeah, no, it is bizarre. I don't remember Hugh Grant running a kissing service in Eastbourne, but maybe.
I mean, he might.
I'll wait for the autobiography.
When his career dries out in acting, and he can start that.
Oh my God, Ellen will be at the front of the queue.
Yeah, yeah, she will.
No, Peter is an interesting one. I like that he's kind of running this business and, you know, he like genuinely wants to help girls, but also kind of pushing himself on Georgia when she's clearly not interested was a bit, yeah, like watching that back through today's lens was a bit like cringy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And also watching back the like kissing scenes post pandemic, I was like, oh, that just couldn't be a career for you now. Like you couldn't be doing that after school. Like one girl in, one girl out, like too many germs.
Yeah, not the vibe. And also his hair. I know it's 2008, but come on, Peter, use some gel or something.
I know.
He was a little bit like,
ugh. Yeah. I don't want to sound shady like Ellen, but carrying those weights. Yeah.
1 kilogram or less.
He has no swans. His little ducklings.
Right. Okay, well, moving into most iconic outfit. And I think we kind of just need to give Naughty's fashion just its own kind of moment because we really went through it.
Please tell me that you had a bead phase.
I 100% had a bead phase.
Yes! I knew it! Only the cool girls had a bead phase.
I used to like double wrap them. I had so many beads.
Yeah, it was a thing.
Were they like multicolored or did you just go for the classic white?
Classic. Actually, I had some black ones as well.
Oh. Yeah, I had a mixture. I had a mixture of different colors. And I also had stripy colored tights and socks. Did you go through any stripy sock phase? Like long stripy socks?
Yes.
And the socks with like the individual toes had a moment as well.
Oh, they like, did.
Ew, so sweaty.
Had the bags, you know, like the bags they have, they're covered in badges and like everything you could ever stick to a bag. Me and my friend were like that. We used to put like badges from kids' birthday cards, so like Thomas the Tank Engine and like what else, really, like Winnie the Pooh, and we thought we were so cool. We were like, yeah, these badges look great on our bag, when actually that was not a good look.
It's just like you were in Clinton's buying Thomas the Tank Engine cards just for the back.
We actually were.
I mean, look, you basically set off the vintage movement then. I think Thomas the Tank Engine is pretty vintage.
Wait, I've got a confession, guys. I had a ringtone. You know when you had to buy a ringtone?
Oh, yeah.
I had Thomas the Tank Engine. Do, 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 do. And I thought it was, like, funny, so it was cool.
That's so funny.
Yeah, hindsight, yeah. Well, I liked when you had Wannabe by the Spice Girls as your ringtone.
Oh, no. Do you know this story, Zoe?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. So I don't know if you had the Sony Ericsson flip phone.
I actually didn't. I feel like I was the only person who didn't have it.
Oh.
It's not too late.
Gen Z, bring it back. Bring it back. Yeah. So I had my phone like on my side table. And then in the middle of the night, someone like prank called me or called me by accident. It was maybe like 3 a.m. or something. And I woke up to Mel B laughing. And I screamed. I was so scared.
Stop. That would actually be terrifying.
It was.
It was if Mel B was actually at the end of your bed. Like, it wasn't just the ringtone. It was, she was just there laughing at you. Like, ah! What do you want? Oh, my God.
Stop it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
So fashion trends. Let's focus on Angus Thongs because, I mean, Georgia and Jazz, we get served some looks in this film. What are your standout outfits?
I feel like there's a lot of, and to be fair, this has made a bit of a comeback, I have to say. There's a lot of shirts with, like, waistcoat style, like, knits over the top.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Mostly, though, it's just the entire like wardrobe of the film. And that's actually quite like basic outfits, really, when you think about it. It's like a hoodie and like a denim skirt with a really chunky like hip belt. I feel like that had a moment.
Yeah, like what's that holding up? Like nothing.
100%. But don't you feel like in the UK when you're say like 14 years old, you can slightly get away if you want to go to like Woolworths and get like clothes from there that are kids' clothes, like for an 8 or a 9 year old.
Yeah, you're sort of like teetering on the edge of still wanting to wear children's clothes, but then looking at adults' clothes and being like, that's what I'm going to wear. So they're sort of like in the middle, which I feel like this film represents quite well.
Yeah, it was a lot of patterned or coloured hoodies. Yeah, the denim skirt. Yeah. You're right, though. Like, for, like, a film that was released in the, you know, in the cinemas, they look like normal kids. Like, they look the age that they're supposed to be. Such a refreshing change.
Yeah, I feel like they weren't really wearing any makeup either. There wasn't a lot going on with, like, the makeup. The hairstyles, there were some interesting hairstyles. Yeah. But, like, makeup-wise, it was all very, like 14 or 15-year-olds back in the day. I feel like it's probably not the same now, but when I was 14, 15, I think I wore like, I don't know, a bit of blue mascara every now and then.
Yes.
Or a lip balm, a lip gloss. But it wasn't really a lot more than that.
No. Kids nowadays, you're right, like they look so much older than they did. Like if I was a teacher now, I'd probably like walk into a classroom and be like, are you teaching me? Yeah. Or, you know, how old are you? Are you 40 or...
That's so true, though. Yeah. So true.
It's scary. I mean, not as scary as George's kind of like flicked fringe at the gig, at the Stiff Dylan's gig.
That was interesting.
Yeah, that was a choice.
Yeah.
But yeah, glad she got over that one. Oh.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Oh my gosh. Right, well, I guess speaking of gigs, we could move into best musical moment. And again, we were blessed with some amazing bands and singers in this kind of like mid to late noughties.
100%. The soundtrack to this film is amazing. I was actually listening to it in the car on the way in this morning. I was like, it's so good. I love every song.
It slaps. Honestly, like it still stands today. Like it's so, yeah. So good. Like at that kind of time, were you going to many gigs? Like, were you like a gig goer?
Yes, I loved a gig. I went with my friends. So we saw Lily Allen, who has a song on. I feel like she has a song in this. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, she covers the Kooks, is it?
Yeah.
We saw the Kooks. Like, we were like ticking off the bands from that film, basically.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's amazing. That's insane.
Oh my God. Naive, what a song.
I know. I love Lily Allen.
And then the Stiff Dylan song, the Ultraviolet song, that's like the song of
yes,
the film.
So good.
I had that. I think I paid and downloaded it, and I had that on my like iPod at the time. I loved it.
Like when you're like, on iTunes, like 79p, bargain. Like
or back then it was probably like 49p.
Yeah.
Oh my God, a bargy. I'm trying to think how they would talk back then.
Yeah.
Apple, you are cow surprising me right here. 79p.
Oh my God.
Aww.
Yeah, no, that is amazing. So yeah, I loved Ultraviolet. Although I think it's funny that Robbie was like, right, here's a song I wrote for Georgia. It's called Ultraviolet. And then immediately he steps back and lets the other singer actually sing the song. You're like, wait, but you wrote it, Robbie. You sing.
Also, that was a really good impression of him.
Right?
You nailed that.
You know, just living in London, you just pick it up really naturally.
It's how all Londoners talk.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like that is like every girl's dream. Like her boyfriend just happens to be in a band and he's written this song for her and it's her birthday. Like, find me a 15-year-old that just wouldn't paint that as their perfect scenario. It's almost not really real life because it isn't, but you know.
And for Robbie as well, like I'm much more of a dog person than cat person. You have Nala, so I'm sure you agree.
Yeah.
But I would pretend that I loved cats for him.
Oh God, yeah.
So would I, to be fair.
Oh, I love cats.
You know what? They should sell the Angus Rocks t-shirt that he's wearing at the end. Would that not be so good?
That would have been amazing.
I could see that in like Topshop in 2008. R.I.P. Topshop.
You guys need to do that.
Yes. To hell with the copyright laws. We'll do it.
Screw it.
Yeah. If Topshop can make an Elton Scone t-shirt.
Do they?
Yes.
Elton Scone. God, that's so offensive.
It's a scone with star glasses.
Oh no.
Is that available to buy now?
No. So my brother had it back in the day and then he looked at an old photo of Tom Holland and was like, he's wearing it.
No way.
Yeah. So funny.
Tom Holland grew up.
Where we grew up.
So it might have been from the Kingston Topshop.
How funny. Also, I would always say scone, not scone, so it just wouldn't work for me.
Well, there we go. We've settled that debate.
Oh my
gosh. Oh my gosh. Anyway, we digress.
We do.
There were so many good musical moments in this. I loved it. Dance With Me. Oh.
Dizzy Rascal.
And Scouting for Girls.
Yes.
Classic. Yes. I feel like the soundtrack to this film is the same soundtrack to The Inbetweeners. Like, I think they are the same.
Yeah, and it's also really similar to Gavin and Stacey.
Yes! Oh my God, yes. And I feel like I can imagine Stacey saying a lot of what Georgia and Jazz and the girls say.
Yeah.
Their whole language.
In another life, they all kind of knew each other.
Yeah.
Or they got with the boys when they got older. Goodbye, Robbie. I'm a Will girl now.
Oh. No one should be a Will girl.
It's better than me being a J girl.
Oh, yeah. Fair. So, shall we move on to favourite quotes?
Yes. Oh, there's so many in this, isn't there?
We're excited for your take on this.
Yeah, go on, hit us with some.
Are you sure? Okay, I made some notes. This is how into it I got. Because I was like, otherwise I'm never going to remember.
Dedicated to the pod. We love you for this.
Yeah, we love the commitment. Thank you.
So you've obviously got the very classic Georgia Nicholson, like, sex god and Nervy B.
Nervy B.
Which I love. In fact, the girls in the office still say Nervy B. They still say it.
No. That's amazing.
Yeah. I want to work in your office.
Yeah. I kind of loved that boobs got called Nunga Nungas. And I'm sad that that never just became a thing that carried on.
I know, like, petition to get it in the dictionary. Yeah. Exactly. We've got three signatures.
Sarah Blakely, hello. You need a Spanx Nunga Nunga holder or something.
Yeah, 100%. And then I feel like one of my favourite things that they say a couple of times is when they discover that Lindsay is wearing a thong and they're like, I always knew she was from Bulgaria. Like, some of the things they say, they're so obviously scripted, but I just love it.
And, like, so rude. Like, what's wrong with that?
So rude. So this is what we were literally discussing a second ago with the girls in the office. We were like, why was wearing a thong considered vulgar? Like, isn't that so crazy? Because back then, I loved a, like, Topshop £3 for £7 on the thongs. Like, we were all about the thongs.
A girl of my own heart, I was exactly the same. What a bargain. 3 for 7.
Yeah, exactly. And then obviously when she sees that Jazz is wearing a thong and she's like, have you got your ticket yet? And she's like, ticket to where? And she's like, ticket to Bulgaria. I'm like, the language they use is just so good.
And also, like, Georgia, you already used that joke in the last scene. Like, say something else.
Yeah. I think she's starting to actually believe it's a real place.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I've seen it on the globe somewhere towards the bottom.
I kind of want to go.
Like, when I watch Eurovision, there's so many countries that come up and I've never heard of them, which is awful. So maybe next year it will be like zero pois from Bulgaria.
Yeah. Fair enough.
But I do think one of my favourite scenes is the trying to impress Tom and Robbie at the organic veg shop.
Yes,
it's so good when she puts on her low voice. I'm not going to attempt to try and do it because I feel like Barney, I feel like you'll be very good at this.
No, please, Zoe, please, you have to give us a line.
Okay, I will try.
Yes.
So she's like, how nice to see you, Georgia. I was just picking up some onions for my mum. To which Georgia replies, well, you know your onions, don't you, Jazz? I just think that is just the best little snippet. And then she says something about, you've been eating organic for ages. And Tom's just like, cool. That's so cool.
Wow.
Zoe, can you please teach Otterly her first word? And can it be onion?
I will give it a good try.
Yes.
Said in a low voice, onion.
Every time you see her, just onion, onion.
Yeah. She'll think it's Alfie's name, Onion.
Oh,
Onion, yeah.
Onion Day sounds really cute.
It does, to be fair. I should have considered it for her name.
Oh, the next one.
Or we can make it the secret middle name between us three.
Yeah.
Otterly Onion.
Yeah.
Cute.
We know what the O really stands for.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you're so right. In what universe is talking about onions impressive? The fact that Tom is like, do you need something for your sore throat? She's like, Oh my gosh. I love that. That scene is so amazing.
Yeah.
I feel like they had a lot of confidence. Like, I wouldn't have gone anywhere near that organic veg shop if I wanted to get to speak to them. I think I would just be one of those teenagers that just admired from afar and just wrote about them all the time in my diary, but I would never actually try an action saying hello to them. So I loved the confidence. They were super confident.
Yeah, for 14-year-olds, like, actually insane. And also, like, the boldness of Georgia devising this scheme about, like, Angus has run off and, like, even to the point that she got flyers printed and was going to...
I know.
Like, what? I'm not condoning the lying, but good on her. She got what she wanted.
It worked.
Yeah, she's been hanging around with Ellen, so she's got a bit of sneakiness in her.
Yeah, it was probably Ellen's idea.
Always taking Ellen's ideas.
Oh my gosh. Aww. So true.
Did I steal any of your quotes?
No, well, we loved onions,
yes,
didn't we?
We do.
We also loved the whole chat when Georgia walks in to the party right at the beginning in her costume. And Lindsay goes, "And what are you supposed to be? An obese leprechaun? Anyone can see I'm a stuffed olive." Stuffed is right.
That is a like, good one. That
ouch! So
also,
cruel.
Also, that is some serious paper mashing.
That, because I've done paper mache before. That would have been weeks of work.
Yeah, the layers.
So many layers.
And don't you have to do it over a balloon? So how big was that balloon? Yeah.
That is so true. Yeah, it's a lot. And then, you know, when she like runs home and then she's like stamping on her costume outside the house, that really resonated with me because one time I went on a family holiday and there was like a kids night where you all had to dress up as your favorite, you know, like pop star or character, like in the hotel. And literally, I don't know how we did this, but my mum made me a Bart Simpson mask out of like some yellow crayons I had packed and like a sheet of paper and maybe some nail scissors to cut it out. And I like went down with the Bart mask. I had like an orange t-shirt and like, you know, blue shorts. Walked downstairs into like the kids bit and no one else had really, or like a few people had dressed up, but like, you know, not a lot of people. And I was so mortified, even at like, what, 6 years old, that I ripped the mask off and scrunched it up in a ball. And my mum was like, "Are you joking? Like, what?" So bad now. And so yeah, Georgia doing that, I know that her dad helped her, so that would have been hard to see, but oh well.
Anyway, we're glad you could be here for this therapy session.
I was literally about to say maybe you should do another fancy dress party and redo the mask, bring it back.
I feel like if we did any type of fancy dress, it would be like the whole vol-au-vent, like cheese and pineapple stick, and
yes,
what, like Ellen was gonna be the cocktail sausage.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so if any of those costumes are interesting to you, Zoe, please feel free to dress up and we'll see you there. We'll see you at the club.
Okay, it sounds like a great theme for a fancy dress. I think you should just make everyone dress as an hors d'oeuvre. I'll be there.
Yeah, great.
Perfect.
Well, that actually kind of goes on quite nicely to can we discuss, and I guess something that we wanted to chat with you about are kind of birthday parties when you're younger and the pressure mm-hmm. that comes with that. Were you blessed with having any type of like big birthday bash?
So the only big birthday bash I had was when I was 18. So I was a bit older and that was different because that included alcohol. That doesn't count. When I was like 14, 15, I was actually trying to remember what I did for my 15th birthday and I cannot remember. I was the kind of girl that had like my friends around for a sleepover. I never did anything really extravagant. I think in the back of my mind, I always worried if I did, people might not come. Like there was always that fear of like, oh, if I like make the effort, even though I had a lot of friends, but it was like, I don't know, too much pressure. I just didn't want that. I was like, no, I'll keep it kind of low key. I'll have my friends around for a sleepover. We'll get pizzas, watch films. We watched quite a lot of scary films. That was about as wild as my like teen parties got, like staying up all night.
I hope you weren't playing the attractiveness test that the other girls did at their sleepover.
No. No, no, no. I hope people don't do that. Can you imagine?
Such an Ellen thing.
Isn't it? That would have definitely been Ellen's idea.
Yes. She just wants to find any excuse to shade Georgia.
Yeah.
She will do it.
Like, I do feel like it was probably something, like, I just, that age is where you are just the most honest with your friends. And I feel like with Jazz and Georgia's, like, back and forth and them having that little, like, row, I was like, oh my God, it does take me right back to being, like, a teenager because there is just that air of honesty that kind of disappears a bit more when you get a bit older. So yeah, oh my God, we all used to fall out all the time over the most ridiculous things. Yeah.
Oh my God, definitely. Just like lack the awareness.
Yeah, no awareness at all. No awareness at all. But yeah, we were more of like the stay up all night watching something, like maybe going to the field at night. Like we lived in the countryside, so there wasn't a lot to do.
Yeah, fine.
Did you guys have any big teen parties?
not teen.
Really? No, it was very much kind of your similar vibe. You know, maybe like my older sister would buy us a pack of WKDs to share, like 4 WKDs between like 10 of us. Whoa.
Hide it behind the sofa when his mum comes home.
Sorry.
We used to drink Caribbean Twist. Do you remember that? Do they
delicious.
Still do that? I don't know. They might do.
I mean, the amount of sugar that was probably in that, like, I don't think it should be sold.
No.
You thought you were drunk, but you were just on a sugar high.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that is it. That's it completely. I don't know. Maybe we'll get like the dance mat out and that would be like our wild night. Or we'll have like snacks for a midnight feast, but we'll just get hungry and have them at like 10.
And then fall asleep at 11.
Yeah. Wild night. But then also bring your digital camera and take like 200 photos of us sitting in the living room. Like, who needs 100%. These pictures? Honestly, it was a different time.
Yeah.
Well, okay, can we discuss, oh my gosh, okay, can we discuss this? Have you ever had a tanning fail as bad as Georgia did?
So, not as bad as Georgia, because I feel like that was fluorescent orange. I don't know what tan she used. But I have had tanning fails, big time. Especially because I feel like back in the day, I would use like a tanning lotion. So I had no idea where I was putting it. And I was putting it on really badly. So I'd just wake up the next day and I would just have like patches all over my leg and arms. And then I'd have like PE the next day or something. I'd be like, oh no.
Get the apricot scrub out and be like, come on, exfoliate. Yeah. And just like wearing away your skin.
Wait. Which you can't use now. That's St. Ives.
Yeah. Basically razor blades.
Yeah.
God, the things we did that Gen Z just don't do nowadays.
Yeah. We walked so they could run.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
I think everyone has to go through it. I also went through a phase of my like mustache growing out at like 13, 14. It started coming and I was like, not a lot of other people have got like mozzies coming through yet. So I bought like Jolin bleach from Boots. It's like this little like cream. And you can just like put it on hairs and it just bleaches the hair. Except because my hair's quite dark, it didn't go blonde, it went orange.
Oh no!
And I also did it on my legs in the summer when we had games. I was like, oh no, I've got like a, like literally peach fuzz. But like, oh no, no other boys have got it. So let me dye my hair orange. And then everyone is obviously like, buddy, why are your legs orange? Literally.
You're like, I have no idea.
Yeah, you know, I just woke up like this.
I feel like our school was kind of strict where it was like, no false nails, no hair dye, like your socks had to be a certain colour. It wasn't like a strict school, but I feel like back in the day there was like no room for error. And I'd had my nails done. I must have been about 14, 15, because my mum used to do nails. She was a nail technician. So like every half term or like summer holiday, I would get extensions. And I came back into school with them. And they did this thing before we went into a lesson where we would line up and they would check like our ties, our socks, like our hand. They would check everything. And I obviously still had these nails on. And I just like looked down at my hands and I was like, oh, what am I going to do? And he came, and it was a guy as well, which I just feel like made it even worse. He came along, he took my hands and he was like, those aren't real. And I was like, yes, they are. I don't know why I said it. I was like, yes, they are. He was like, well, they don't look it. And I was like, they are. And he was like, okay. And then I was just like, oh my God, like, I was quite a good, like I never wanted to break the rules. And I was so scared because I basically lied to him, but it worked. He couldn't really question it any more than me being like, yes, they are.
Yeah. I think because it's a guy, that always helps because... I mean, guys are clueless.
He's like, to the best of my knowledge, these do not look like real nails, but I can't be sure.
You've never seen nails so fabulous, that's why.
Yeah. That is amazing. And also so cool that your mum used to be a nail technician.
Yes.
I know.
That is gold.
Yeah, although she always says that she absolutely hated doing them on me because I was like, ah, oh, that hurts. No, don't do it like that. You've done this nail wonky. Like, I was like Ellen.
So are there any other things that you wanted to discuss from the film?
I think the only other thing I have on my notes is just one of the other bits that really makes me laugh is when they're walking down the street and they just randomly start singing Big Fish, Little Fish, Cardboard Box, because it just has no context to anything. And I'm just like, what? But I love it.
Zoe, are you reading our minds right now? We thought the exact same thing. Like, they're just having a casual conversation and all of a sudden, big fish, little fish, cardboard box. Like, huh?
But then actually thinking back, I'm like, maybe that is the sort of thing that me and my friends would have just randomly done. I don't know.
It's all you can do in Eastbourne.
Yeah, literally.
That and buy onions. Oh, sorry, onions.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that it's a great film and... It's almost like the older I get, the more I love it.
Same.
It's going to be one of those classics when you're like, one day you'll be like, oh my gosh, Otter, you've got to watch this classic piece of cinema with me.
What, The Godfather? No.
No, Angus thongs.
Scouting for Girls starts playing.
Like, this is so prehistoric. Like, you didn't even have a way of communicating that wasn't a home phone.
Yeah, ew. And then her dad's like, I've been trying to call, but you've been on a line. Like, use another phone then. Ew. You know, it's like, oh, like, I want to use the phone. You need to get off the internet. Like, what? In what universe?
Yeah. Or when you were like trying to dial up and you could hear the dial up in the phone.
Horrendous. Like the stuff of nightmares, like, actually.
Maybe they shouldn't. Maybe it's just quite a classic. But I feel like they should remake Angus thongs, but like in new generations, just for the difference between the films. Like if they remade it now, how different would it be from the 2008?
Oh my gosh.
Basically, we need to get Georgia on the phone.
Yeah.
And then...
On the home phone.
On the home phone. Well, she'll have a mobile now. But we should call her and maybe make this happen. And then maybe she can sneak us three in as extras.
Yes. We're like the exchange students. Oh, hello.
Yeah.
So good. Also, you guys probably already know this, but this was just one of those facts a couple of years ago that blew my mind. Georgia is with Rupert Grint.
Yes! What?
Like, and they have a child.
How do they meet? Like, what is that story? What is that origin story?
I need to know that story.
We just don't know.
I think he saw her in this film and was like, I can be her Robbie.
Yes. Or he was on the Hogwarts Express and they stopped off in Bulgaria and she was
I reckon that's actually more accurate, yeah. I think that's it. You've nailed it.
Exactly.
Or maybe it was the stuffed olive.
Yes, I love an olive.
Yeah, they were in the organic shop and they both reached for the last pack of olives. And their eyes met and the rest was history. Oh my God.
Aww. Someone in the world will know that story.
Yeah. Oh, that would be the dream. Because I would hope that she would maybe listen to this podcast episode. So you never know.
Yeah.
Maybe she can confirm.
She's like, no. Zoe, I actually met Georgia a few years ago, randomly at this gig. She was outside, I think, smoking or like just on her phone or something.
Was it the Stiff Dylan's gig?
Oh yeah. Oh, that was it. Yeah.
We were outside Stiff Dylan's.
Yeah, reunion tour. And I was with my friend. I was like, I can't not say something. Like the 2008 Barney would like literally be going insane. So I went up to her and I was like, I'm so sorry to interrupt, but I just wanted to say like, I loved you in the film. You taught me how to be bilingual. Like, you're amazing.
Oh, what did she say? What was she like?
She was like,
she stuffed her cigarette butt on you.
No, she was so lovely. She honestly, she was so nice. She even posed for a photo with me. So,
aww. I hope you share that. I want to see it.
Yes, I'll need to put it on the Hey Now, Hey Now channel for 100%. Sure. That was so funny. Aww. But yeah, we need to have a sequel or something. Yeah, I'd love to see what George is doing now.
Definitely. Nickelodeon, yeah, if you're listening.
So yeah. Drop us a line. Well, honestly, Zoe, thank you so much for recommending this film because it is absolute gold. Mm-hmm. And you're right. Like every time you watch it, it just reminds you how amazing it is.
Yeah.
Do you have any other movie recommendations? Things that you grew up watching on repeat?
Oh, I feel like you guys have already covered so many of them, which is why I love your podcast so much.
Oh
I can't think of any.
Well, don't
spot.
We did put you on the spot. That was a very Ellen thing of us to do.
Well, no, listen, we've got a whole new series launching. So you'll have, yeah, at least 8 more episodes to listen through.
Fabulous. And
hopefully enjoy.
Oh, of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
I could literally sit and talk about films all day.
I know. Oh my gosh, I know. Technically, this is a working day for me, but I was like, guys, I'm sorry. I need to talk to Zoe. Priorities. Meh.
That was so perfect. Thank you so, so much.
So nice to meet you guys.
Oh, it's so nice to meet you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So this is a comedy drama romance.
And this film was based off the book series Angus Thongs and Full Frontal Snogging, released in 1999 by an author called Louise Renison. So this film is actually a combination of the first and second books of the series.
Nice. I remember the series, but when I was the age the film came out, I was not a reader.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm a huge reader now. I don't stop telling people. You know when you read a page and then you get to the end of the page and then you realize you forgot to read?
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah, like I've taken nothing in. So the plot of the film follows 14-year-old Georgia Nicholson as she tries to find a boyfriend whilst also organizing her 15th birthday party. So let's just talk about the cast really quickly. Georgia is played by Georgia Groom. Coincidence? That's her first name as well?
Tell us why you should have this role. My name's Georgia.
I really liked her in this.
I think she's amazing. And what I really like in like future life is that she is engaged to or married to.
Or baby mama to, I'm not sure. To
Rupert Grint.
Yes!
AKA Ron Weasley from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Love that relationship.
Who saw that coming? Like, how did they meet? I want to know that story.
They were at a party and he was dressed as a toothpick for olives.
Did he say, "Let me stuff your olive"?
Oh!
You know what? This is a bit of a showbiz story, but I was at a gig after party of this artist called Rally Ritchie, who was Grey Worm in Game of Thrones. I think that's his character's name. I've obviously never seen it. He played a gig in London, and because of my job, I had access to the after party. Rupert Grint and Georgia Groom were there. And when we were leaving, Georgia was outside, I think, smoking. And I thought, obviously now's my chance to talk to her. So I just went up to her and was like, "Hi." Like, such a big fan. You taught me to be boilingual.
What did she say? Kelsa Priest.
If she did, I would have died on the spot. Yeah. Oh my God. She was really lovely. And she posed for a photo. And if you scroll far enough on my Instagram, you'll find it. You know what? I'll try and find it and I'll put it on Hey Now Stories because yes. The world deserves it.
They definitely do.
Yeah. The film also has Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Oh my goodness.
His character is 2 years above Georgia and her friends. In what universe is that happening at a school? We also have Karen Taylor and Alan Davies playing Georgia's parents. I love them so much.
Same.
I mean, we should maybe get into it a little bit later, but they are amazing. And the fact that Georgia is so embarrassed by them is just rude. Like, sorry, they're in love. Okay.
We've got Steve Jones in this. He plays Jem. What? I really like him.
He's great. I mean, he's not an actor, right? This is the only thing I've seen him act in. He's a presenter.
Yeah. He also looks identical to Gethin Jones.
Yeah. And surname is the same.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Yeah, Gethin Jones and Steve Jones.
Are they related?
No, but they're both Welsh. Yeah, he was great as Jem, even though, ick from that name.
Oh, my God. The interior decorator.
Yeah. Hello. Interior decorator. Come on, Jem. Like, let's not play up to stereotypes.
No.
We also have Eleanor Tomlinson, who has kind of made it as, like, a proper actress.
I love her in Poldark.
Yes.
I love Poldark for many reasons. Reason number one, Aidan Turner. But she is so good as Demelza in Poldark. Yeah.
She's come a long way then.
Yeah. It was all that onion practicing.
And then I guess the last person that we should highlight is Kimberly Nixon, who plays Slaggy Lindsay. She was so fun to watch in this. And if anyone listened to your series two, we mentioned her in our Wild Child episode because she plays Kate, right?
Yeah.
Very different character.
Oh my God. So nice in Wild Child. Absolute biatch in this film.
You know, in the book, she's known as Wet Lindsay because she's supposed to be a bit of a drip.
Right.
But I can't imagine that in this film. So
Slaggy Lindsay, that's so funny. We used to say the word Jezebel. What a Jezza. It's like a prostitute.
Very biblical.
Jezza.
You went to Bible school, right?
Yeah. So shall we go on to best supporting character?
Marvy.
Who's Marvy? Okay, so now we're going on to best supporting character. And I think we should start with George's younger sister, Libby.
Yes, Libby. I mean, bless her, she doesn't have many lines, but she is a scene stealer.
Libby is so cute. She dresses Angus up in all of these clothes. And yeah. Also there's that moment where they're at the swimming pool and she just goes up to Robbie and goes...
Libby, stop licking Robbie. Ugh, I want to lick Robbie.
Yeah, Libby saw her chance and she wasn't even in the script. She was like... Someone else who is cute is Dave the Laugh.
Dave the Laugh.
He's a nice guy. Yeah, he's really nice.
Yeah.
And I actually feel pretty sad that Georgia treated him in that way.
I know. She really led him on.
Gave him the cheek.
You know, I've tried to give my mum's friend a kiss on the cheek once. I know what you're thinking. I kissed on the lips. No, worse than that. I led too far. I kissed her earlobe. It was so embarrassing. You just shake it off and never talk about it.
But earlobes are soft, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right. And it was very clean. So fine.
Not an earring wearer.
Oh, God. No. Do you imagine? That'd be a hazard. My diamonds.
Okay. So Dave the Laugh, you don't have to be that worried. She could have given you the earlobe.
Oh, no coming back from that.
There's a character we should talk about who, I mean, he's more worse supporting character.
Oh, are we talking about Peter Dyer?
Yeah.
The man, the myth, the legend. It'll work. Oh. Don't call yourself a legend.
No. And I just feel like the operation he's running is weird.
Yeah. Are his parents not concerned that he's got a big 30-minute timer in his bedroom? What I do like about Peter is that he's an entrepreneur. He is seeing kissing as this separate thing. He's not attaching emotion to it. Well, at least he didn't until he kissed Georgia and then he was into her. But he's just kind of running a business, helping girls feel more confident about kissing, which is great. I wish I had that. I wish he could have taught me about washing machine syndrome.
When I was 18 and a guy, he really went and his teeth. Oh. He had a tooth clash. And you never forget it because you're like, excuse me.
Keep those inside your mouth.
Seriously.
Yeah. What is kind of gross about Peter is that he's pursuing Georgia. She's not interested. She tells him explicitly, I'm not interested. And yet he disregards that, kisses her anyway, and pushes her into a bush.
I know.
And like, you know, her skirt rides up and everyone's looking at her knickers. It's awful.
Peter Dyer is Dyer.
Yeah, it's in his name. I wanted to quickly just mention George's mum.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's amazing. I feel like as an adult, I would want to be really good friends with her. She's hilarious.
Always drinking, always gossiping. She seems like one of those mums that kind of like lets you do what you want.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But that whole scene in the organic shop, no. That's too embarrassing.
I know.
Like she was cringing me at some points. Like her awareness is not great.
I know. But she does clock on, but far too late. There's this moment where Georgia and Ellen are getting ready for a night out in Georgia's room. And Georgia's mum just kind of waltzes in with a red wine. And Georgia goes, oh, come in, mum. The door's only closed for my privacy. And Georgia's mum, who is very tipsy, she goes, oh, don't be silly. You're the fruit of my womb. I've seen all your bits and pieces. It's not like Georgia's alone. She has a friend with her.
I feel like the whole point of being a parent is to embarrass your kids slightly.
Of course. It's a rite of passage.
100%.
I've been through it many, many, many times. I'm still going through it.
Barney's dad, I love him so much. You guys have that rapport now as adults. It is just funny. But when you were younger, you used to get like...
Mortified. Yeah.
I remember this one time I arrived and he put a saucepan on his head.
Oh,
and
my
went,
God.
Exterminate.
What?
And you were like...
I don't remember this. I've repressed that.
We should talk about our best supporting character.
Tell me.
Ellen.
Ellen!
She's so funny and cute. She doesn't even need to say much, but it's all in her expression.
Yeah.
I love that moment where the girls are like trying to spot Slaggy Lindsay and Robbie leaving school.
Mm.
Then they like fall behind the bush and Robbie's like, Georgia, what are you doing? Ellen lost an earring. And Ellen's like, what the fuck? Why are you dragging me in? She's like, biggest earrings on. Yeah. Of everyone. She's like, excuse me.
Can you not drag me into your lies?
I know. Jazz is like, you've got way better personality traits than Slaggy Lindsay. And George is like, yeah, what are those? And Ellen, oh my God, a little bit shady as well. Standing on the side like, don't know what to say. Like,
oh my God, I love that scene. And when they're talking about how George is so funny and that Robbie would appreciate that, Ellen goes, you were so funny in that olive costume, Georgia. And the rest of the girls are just staring at her. Too soon, Ellen. But she's brilliant.
Ellen is so brilliant. And one thing I want to say about that friendship group, you just know that when they got older, they just separated and drifted, you know?
Yeah.
I like to believe that Ellen's the leader of her group now.
She better be.
Yeah.
They were low-key bullying her.
Kind of fake friends.
Ellen was like, is my mustache showing? And Georgia didn't say anything.
She didn't have a mustache.
No.
With or without mustache, she is amazing.
Okay, next up is most iconic outfit. And 2008 was a really special time for fashion.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe we should start with some of Georgia's choices, would you say?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Maybe we can start with her beads. At the Stiff Dylan's gig.
Oh my gosh.
And I want to mention these because I definitely had beads and I definitely wore them like that.
Yeah.
So you have it like, one is like a choker and the rest is like long.
Really long. It's fashion.
It is fashion. I have one of these fears that when I die, people are going to post tribute photos of me. Like, oh, my best friend, like, diddle, or whatever. And they'll use the photo of me with like the beads or something, you know?
I'll put the beads on your coffin.
Okay.
Why am I outliving you?
Hey.
Well, the murderer always returns to the scene of the crime. Yeah, the beads were a throwback for sure. In fact, that whole outfit that she wears at that gig, she's got her kind of fringe like flicked out.
Yeah.
Was that intentional or was that the wind?
She's just blown away by Robbie.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Or it was the apples she ate earlier.
Yeah, it was a reaction.
Yeah, basically she went to Etam, just bought the whole shop. No, sorry, Tammy Girl. She went to Tammy Girl, bought the whole shop.
Yeah.
Like, something else she wears, which I feel like everyone wore in 2008, was polo shirts.
Her pink polo shirt that she wears to speak to Robbie for the first time.
Yeah.
That was your choice?
I've got denim skirt, a polo shirt from Hollister, and a hoodie. Give me a more 2008 outfit than that. I'm sorry.
Oh, and it gets worse when the scene when she's looking for Angus, who hasn't actually run away. She's wearing a white vest top, a purple hoodie, a teal chunky belt because we love a clash, denim miniskirt, red tights. Remember, colored tights were such a thing, and stripy knee high socks. Socks over tights.
Oh no!
Grow up.
Georgia also, this isn't necessarily an outfit as per se, but we do need to talk about Georgia's look, which is the orange legs.
You mean, Georgia, why are your legs orange? And she's like, oh my God, I'm such a sad excuse for a girl. Don't put yourself down. Like,
honey,
come on.
You just need to change tan. Stop using St. Moritz. Get some Isle of Paradise or some Dove.
I've heard really good things about Isle of Paradise.
Does not stain your sheets because it's completely clear.
Wow.
So, you know, work from home days.
Nice.
Put that on, have it on in the day, monitor it.
Yeah.
Perfect. And don't spray it on the floor though, because you can't see it. And then you wake up with tanned feet. Whereas my family found out they all had tanned feet.
Oh no.
Yeah. Oops. But yeah.
Yeah, the orange legs. That was a lot.
I just love organic carrots.
I thought, okay, because they don't show her orange legs until like right at that moment. But before that, you know, she says to Jazz, like, we've got a major problem. And she kind of takes off her trousers and, but you don't see what it is. I swear to God, when I first watched this film, I thought she had like pubes poking out from her costume. Oh. And I thought he was going to see.
Oh no.
Georgia, what's that muff?
I thought you like curly kale.
Okay, no. Well, speaking of that, let's talk about thongs for a minute because it's in the film title. Mm-hmm. Lindsay's got one. Jazz has got one. I have a question. Mm-hmm. Are thongs a thing still?
Yeah, I wear thongs every day.
Every day?
Yeah, that's just my underwear of choice.
And that's because there's no VPL?
No VPL. Comfy.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not like you're getting a wedgie. It doesn't feel like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just not getting a VPL.
Right. Because I just think no one's talking about thongs anymore. I wasn't sure if that was, you know, like thong song is like 20 years old at this point. I was like, are people just over it? Or, but you're saying everyone's just used to it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Thong alert. I always knew she was from Bulgaria. Okay, on the subject of underwear, let's talk about chicken fillets.
Yes, chicken fillets. You can put them in your bra or in your top. Well, not loose, you're like, they'll fall out. I lost a nipple cover on the street.
Wait, what's a nipple cover?
It's like a silicone, like, little flower, which you put over your nipples.
Right. Like,
and they stick on. They're not supposed to fall off.
Yeah.
And then you can just have your top and...
Oh, not wear a bra with
and
it.
And not wear a bra.
Got it. And one fell off!
Somewhere along this high street in southwest London, someone was like, what? How embarrassing.
Did you notice when you were out and about, or is it not until when you were getting ready for bed?
When I was out and about.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I had to peel the other one off.
Aww.
Just so it's even.
I remember my friend had like a stick-on bra.
Yes.
Is that doing anything?
Yeah, I mean, it's just giving a bit of shape.
Okay. Right, should we agree on a most iconic outfit? Mm-hmm. It can't not be George's olive costume.
Dad, my costume is the business.
Oh, Georgia, if he only knew.
He's so cute, though, driving the car next to her. Yeah. She, like, waddles along to the party.
Yeah, and she walks into the lamppost. Anyone can see I'm a stuffed olive. Stuffed is right. Oh!
If she was a Mediterranean olive, she would have got the guys.
Oh, yeah, no question.
Delicious.
Oily.
And a little bit rosemary.
Next up is best musical moment. And remember, we're in 2008. That was basically the revival of indie pop as we know it. And the soundtrack for this movie is such a blast from the past.
I'm obsessed. In 2008, my favorite kind of artists were The Fray. Oh my gosh, my ringtone was The Fray. I love The Kooks, The Wombats.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We have Razorlight in this. The Pigeon Detectives, best
what?
Name ever. The Maccabees, the Ting Tings.
There's a Lily Allen cover in this.
Yes, I love Lily Allen.
Yeah, although I hate Trainers with a Dress. Sorry.
It was 2006. That cover was great. She covered Naive by the Kooks. It was actually a Radio 1 Live Lounge cover, but the quality is so good that they obviously just used it for this,
yeah.
Which is great. Scouting for Girls, She's So Lovely kicks off the entire film.
If there was a song to represent 2008, Scouting for Girls, She's So Lovely.
I think they're very much still active now, I think. But like, they can't do the angle of like, oh, we're just awkward teens singing. It's like, no, you're a fully grown man.
They're scouting for girls because like they're looking for girls. They weren't scouts.
Not Do you think they should change their name?
Scouting for Girls.
And then in brackets, women our age, just to clarify. They've got to be like mid to...
Wait, we need to Google just in case they were overage when we were young. Wait, how? Roy Stride is an English musician, songwriter and producer, also known for fronting the band Scouting for Girls. Born 11th of March, 1979.
What? He's like 45.
Yeah.
Is that right? So basically, he was a lot older than we thought he was.
You can't be scouting for girls and you're in your 20s.
Oh, Roy. I mean, oh God, the signs were all there. Roy. Let's talk about when Georgia is at a house party and she's bopping along to Dizzy Rascal and Calvin Harris. Dance With Me.
Oh my gosh.
Spelled W-I-V, obviously.
I'm obsessed. If you run it, and you shut my eyes, then I can't get away from the bar. Do your boyfriend. What's the lyric? Tell your boyfriend, hold this jar.
Tell your boyfriend, hold this jar. Is that what you just said? Oh, wow. Who's your boyfriend? Roy?
Oh my God, Dance With Me. That's so funny.
That was a floor filler. You know what song I wanted to hear, but they never actually play it?
Oh.
It's the song that Robbie writes about Georgia. I wrote a song about you. She smiles and she's like, really? Yeah. It's called Bitch in Uniform.
I want to hear that.
Ultraviolet is a banger.
Mm-hmm.
That fire you ignited. And it's a real song because the Stiff Dylans are a real band, but just plus Aaron Taylor-Johnson in the movie. But did you know that the song Ultraviolet is a cover? It's not an original Stiff Dylan song. It's actually by an LA band called Antenna, and it was released in 2001.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So great. The one song that Stiff Dylans are known for, and it's not even their song. Great.
I wonder what Antenna think about that.
I'm sure they were given a nice check from Nickelodeon.
Oh, nice.
Fine.
Probably not a big one. I feel like Nickelodeon spend most of their budget on SpongeBob.
Before we announce our best musical moment, can I just give worst musical moment to Robbie and Georgia's air guitaring on that boat?
Oh.
So cringe.
Oh my God. Best musical moment can't go to Helicopter or Banquet because Block Party was not in this film. So we are going to award it to Big Fish, Little Fish, Cardboard Box.
Woo!
Woo!
Big Fish, Little Fish, Cardboard Box. Fill the trolley. Fill the trolley.
DJ.
DJ. Christmas tree.
Oh, what? I like the fishing rod. Always. You know, when you just lasso and you pull it in.
It's a classic.
Wow.
So Georgia and Jazz, honestly, they break into the song mid-conversation. They're just walking back from the organic shop and they just start singing. Why? What happened for them to warrant that singing?
I don't know.
But look, when you live in Eastbourne and you're 14, there's nothing else to do but to sing that.
If you're from Eastbourne, can you please DM us and just let us know what you did? Apart from go to the pier and look at old people.
A lot of people learn this song from the movie.
Oh, 100%.
So it's more like a public service announcement.
They should have done Eurovision and the whole world would have been like, yes. I could just see Azerbaijan giving us a point that year. Hi guys, now we're going to put on our really sexy voice when we do best quotes.
Do you need something for your sore throat?
Well, I want to start with the party scene when Georgia turns up as the olive.
Of course.
And what are you supposed to be? An obese leprechaun? Anyone can see I'm a stuffed olive?
Oh my God, so good. Georgia is kind of given some harsh critiques kind of throughout this film. Like when Georgia says to Jazz, so I figured out what I've got that slaggy Lindsay doesn't. And then Jazz says,
hair on the back of your legs.
Jazz, that came out of nowhere. She had that in her back pocket.
Yeah.
She couldn't wait to give that a try.
No. Oh my God, the shade.
Poor Georgia.
Also, brush the other side of your hair.
So frizzy. Yes. It's not explained. What was she? Was she maybe in the middle of straightening her hair at George's or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is so random.
Hmm. We know who the real hairy one is. What you can see in others is usually you. The dialogue between Jazz and Georgia is obviously so funny. There's the moment before they're going in the organic shop and they've done that typical thing when you're young and it's like, we're going to rehearse what we're going to say.
Mm.
And Jazz is like, I'm having a nervy bee. We've only gone over the plan a gazillion times. You don't need to have a breakdown. Just stick to your lines and we'll be fine. Okay, how's my hair? Very Keira Knightley. Just get in there, you minger. Remember, lower your voice or you sound sexier.
So good, minger. Let's bring that back.
Oh.
Honestly, this film has introduced so many new words into my vocabulary. I have this specific memory. I made friends with this girl, Flo, in my year, and we really bonded over this film. I went to hers and we watched Angus Thongs, and on my iPod Touch, because, you know, it was 2008, in the notes app, we wrote a list of all of the cringy words that they use. So obviously highlights include Marvy, Nervy B, of course, Zitney Spears or what? That was in there. And my personal favorite, it was so fab. Fabity fab with knobs on.
Oh my gosh. We used to throw around the word butters a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, that sounded really posh when I said that. Butters. People used to say butters all the time. And neek.
Neek. Neek. You're such a neek.
Oh my God, you're such a neek. A nerd and a geek combined. Thank you. Sorry I did my homework. There's also that moment in the organic shop when Georgia and Jazz are talking to Tom. Mm. And then we're kind of introduced to Robbie for the first time.
Yes.
And he gives a cup of tea to Tom. And he's like, that's all right. Can't let my brother serve a couple gorgeous girls without a cup of tea. He was so cockney, man. Why is he talking like this?
So what I'm thinking is that, is he, A, putting on a voice that's a bit higher because he's trying to play a younger character? And also, is he putting on like an extra cockney voice?
No, the directors have gone, you've got to sound like you're from London. All right. Yeah, I better talk like this then. Shall I shine your shoes after you've selected your onions?
Apples, get your apples here. Tuppence a bag. What's the obsession with selling things by the pound?
Also, ooh, stop letting your cat in the shop.
Yeah. Speaking of the cat, when Robbie goes, if I lost Jubbly, I'd be really upset too.
Jubbly. Lovely Jubbly.
Oh, Jubbly, you're right, my Jubbly. Oh, are you okay? I don't know. That accent is something. Although Georgia obviously falls for it. Because remember when she's like, they're from London? I knew they were cosmopolitan.
I love that. Georgia's got the party of her dreams. Okay, it's the surprise. It's the Kel surprise. What's the nightclub called? It's like...
Oh, Liquid.
Liquid or something.
Yeah.
And
Liquid and Envy.
Oh, yeah. And so Slaggy Lindsay's on stage and she's like, Robbie, this is your last chance. It's either her, sad olive girl who gets everything wrong, or me, the woman who's so perfect for you. Georgia's perfect too. She's just a perfect natter. Give her a break. Give her one compliment.
God, he's always doing that.
Yeah, you're all right. Got orange legs, bit hairy. Don't worry, I like you how you are. A monster, basically. You know, it's like backhanded.
It's always backhanded compliments. Yes, oh my God, there's a line when they're on the beach having that final confrontation. And Robbie goes, I was hoping we could go out. And Georgia goes, oh no, I'm moving to New Zealand. What? What is wrong with you? You're so random. Random? Do you remember when random was thrown around?
That is so random. What I love about this film is that she gets chosen by the prize guy. And I love that. And there's that line where she's like, I don't care anymore about looking perfect. It's so overrated. I don't need a nose job or blonde hair because my sex god boyfriend likes me just the way I am. Aww.
Yeah, it's true.
It's so cute.
We should maybe touch on George's other, I'd say love interest, but not really from her side, but it's Dave the Laugh.
Oh, yeah.
When they are at the Stiff Dylan's gig and Georgia kind of goes out with him to try and make Robbie jealous. And it works.
Yeah.
So that's great. And she goes, Dave, what's the first thing you notice in a girl? Well, most lads would say eyes, but they're lying. It's your nunga nungas. Why do you call them nunga nungas? Well, when you hold one and you let it go, it goes nunga nunga. And then she's just staring at him. And then she's just like, oh, Dave, you make me laugh like a loon on loon tablets. You're such a laugh. It's the single worst bit of dialogue I think I've ever seen.
In any film.
In anything. In any printed script.
That's ever existed.
Yeah.
We need to award best quote. It's the onion scene. There's no arguing with this. I'm sorry. I know we like to go for the niche quote sometimes, but it has to go to the bit where George is like, hey, Jazz, Kel surprise. What a shock to see you here. How nice to see you, Georgia. I was just picking up some onions. for my mum. Well, you know your onions, Chaz. You've been eating organic food for ages.
I do love onions.
I love onions.
Yeah, but God, that low voice. It's almost Alan Rickman levels.
Harry Potter. We need to do Harry Potter as a film.
Yes. Would you guys like that? DM us if you want us to review Harry Potter, and if so, which one?
I'm really sorry to say this, but I think I stopped watching at 5. I don't know if I've seen the other ones.
Oh my God. So you don't see the scene where Hermione magics on a willy?
Erection leviosa.
Okay, can we discuss? Here's something I want to kick off with. George's insane 15th birthday party. How are you topping that for your 18th?
I don't know a lot of parents who have 10K in their back pocket to just be like, 15th birthday.
Yeah.
Maybe in a very lucky world, you would get an 18th or a 21st.
Mm-hmm. Not even sweet 16.
No.
But it's just such a weird choice. You're 15. You can't drink at a club. So what's the point in going? You might as well have just done a nice marquee.
I mean, wasn't it Jem's boyfriend who...
owns the club?
Owns the club or knows something. So maybe he did it for free.
Yeah.
Maybe. Assuming.
The fact that it was a surprise was amazing. But did Georgia not feel a bit weird that A, her mum said, come on, you and me, let's go out for your birthday. I'm going to take you to a club. First of all, she'd be like, mum, I don't have a fake ID. And then when they turn up and it's completely empty from the outside, Georgia is like, mum, no one's here. And she's like, oh, it's fine. Let's just go in anyway. No, that's so embarrassing.
I know. Just wait, like that scene in the Inbetweeners movie.
Oh my God. Americano. Oh my God. Ruin that song. Yeah. And then obviously it had to have been like pin drop silent until she walks right in and they drop that cloth. Like, what must Georgia have been thinking? She's like, why are we walking into a completely pitch black silent room?
No idea.
So many questions.
Another thing that I really wanted to discuss is, are you bilingual? Do you feel like you know the male species?
I'm still working it out, to be honest.
This is not a sell. There is a guy out there called Matthew Hussey, who I'm obsessed with.
Yeah.
And he just drops such good guy advice. He's a relationship coach. He's great. He's amazing. Go and find him on YouTube and you can like thank me later or award us 5 stars for this episode.
Yeah.
That would really help. Another thing that we really need to talk about is obviously Peter. When Georgia arrives in his bedroom,
yeah,
he's like, what song do you want to listen to like
set the mood?
Set the mood. He's like, Coldplay, 50 Cent, Dido.
I would rather die.
I literally do not want to get down to White Flag.
In that scene also, that's when he obviously kisses Georgia for the first time to try and like check her ability. And after literally a peck, he's like, wow, you're a natural. Not too firm or too toothy. That's common with beginners. Like, he just put his lips on hers. How can she be a natural? She just sat there.
Oh my God.
I cannot imagine how awkward that would have been to film. Because yeah, you're acting, but you're also still like 14 or 15 years old. And you've got a whole crew watching you. Oh, and the bit with the saliva when she pulls away from him. Blech.
And one of the main points we need to discuss is Georgia and Robbie's relationship is based on lies. Angus disappeared.
No. Did she not feel bad?
Is she going to ever tell him that? Do you think she ever tells him that?
No.
Oh, by the way, he would be like, I wrote a song about you.
It's called Liar in Uniform. Yeah. Oh, great. The sequel.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, it's so true. Like, their relationship is built on lies. And I don't like how the girls are just hating on Lindsay throughout the film because they're saying, oh, she's so fake. You know, she wears chicken fillets and blah, blah, blah. Georgia's the fake one. She's like constantly manipulating scenarios and scheming. And Robbie's oblivious. So he's falling in love with a person who is not truly who they are.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good luck to them. I mean, no wonder they don't stay together in the books. Apparently, Stiff Dylans get a job opportunity in New Zealand. So they go out to New Zealand.
And she's like, oh, I've decided to stay in Eastbourne.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm suddenly moving to New Zealand.
Wow.
Yeah. What?
All right. Fake relationship, fake eyebrow.
Libby. Oh, flip, flippin', flippin' hell.
I do feel a bit sick. Should we maybe just move to trivia?
I think so. I am going to be Trey Magnifique. Okay, so now we're going to go on to trivia, and I'll start.
All right.
Where does George's little sister Libby keep putting Angus?
In the fridge.
Big fish, little fish, cardboard box. Ding!
Hey, I add those in later.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, here's, I think, an easy one. What's the name of George's friendship gang?
The Ace Gang. Big fish, little fish, cardboard box.
Woohoo!
Peter has a huge poster on his wall of what actor?
Hugh Grant.
Big fish, little fish, cardboard box. Yes, why?
What a choice. I don't know. That's never explained. Because he's a... Was he a bit of a playboy?
Well, no, Hugh Grant is like who all the women love. Like stereotypically.
Yeah. Can you tell me the name of the restaurant that George's family go to for dinner when Granddad comes? Like, look, Granddad's teeth, Granddad's teeth.
Is it called like El Barney's or something?
I don't know what happened.
Barney is in the name. Barney's Bonkers Buffet. El Barney's. Good
one. I thought it was a Mexican restaurant. Okay, what does someone rate George's nose in the physical attractiveness test?
Hey, who gave my nose 6 1/3? Oh, no. Yeah, six and a... No, I've got this wrong. It's a 4. They rate George's nose a 4 and her mouth 6 1/3.
Big fish, little fish, cardboard box. Yes.
Which is just cruel.
A 4?
Cruel.
That is so cruel.
There's nothing wrong with her nose.
No.
Can you tell me what Dave the Laugh's note said to Georgia when he passed it to her in the library?
Are you really a lesbo? Big fish, little fish, cardboard box.
Yes! Awkward if true.
She's like... And Peter is absolutely killing himself.
He's crushed. He's absolutely crushed.
He's so dead. Yeah. That's so funny. What does Robbie like writing songs about?
Yes, I can only remember one. And he says, I like writing about how reality TV is brainwashing everyone.
Big fish, little fish, cardboard box. That's one of them. Life, the universe... How reality TV is brainwashing us.
Oh my God. Get an original idea, Robbie.
He's so deep. Oh my God. He is literally. I also, side note, like writing about organic vegetables.
Oh my God. You know who I've just realised that our impression sounds like?
Who?
Natalie from Love Actually.
Oh my God.
Actually yours, Natalie.
David. Oh my God, Robbie's dad's David. That's who he got the divorce from.
Oh my God.
His mum is Natalie.
Where the fuck's my fucking coat?
Mum, all right. Jubbly sitting on it.
Right, here's a question for you. What book does Georgia's mum give Georgia to kind of make her feel better?
Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Big fish,
little
fish, cardboard box.
Yes!
Woo-hoo! I actually want to read that.
I've heard it's quite problematic.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it was like a big thing in the 90s.
Mm.
It was the 90s.
It was the 90s. Georgia turns up at the party and she's an olive.
Mm.
The other girls were also supposed to be dressed up.
Yeah.
What were they supposed to be dressed up as collectively?
Okay, so Ellen was a cocktail sausage, but she thought she couldn't because her mum's a vegetarian. Jazz was supposed to be a cheese and pineapple stick, but the cheese made her look fat and yellow washes her out. And Rosie says, I didn't know how to be a vol-au-vent. So altogether, they were hors d'oeuvres.
Yes!
Big fish, little fish, cardboard box.
Woohoo!
Perfect.
Okay, my final question to you.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay plans her birthday party the same night as George's.
Mm.
Can you tell me the name of the club that Lindsay has her party at? This is a really hard one, but you kind of see it on the
I'm
sign
not
outside.
Sure.
I don't know what happened.
It's Tramps.
Oh.
What was she thinking?
I'm going to have my birthday at Tramps.
Oh. Sounds great. I actually went to a club called Tramps in Spain.
Oh.
And it was trampy. There were bras stapled to the ceiling. Like the whole ceiling was just full of bras. Yeah.
But that sounds like somewhere Slaggy Lindsay would want to be.
Yeah.
We get it. You have a bra.
Watch out. Every hour, chicken fillets falls from the ceiling like confetti.
My real chicken fillets. Salmonella with every cocktail.
That's my tongue.
Well, we don't love that.
Don't love. But yeah. Tramps it was.
Wow. From one lady and from one tramp.
We didn't rehearse that.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening to this episode.
We hope you thought it was magnifique.
Yeah, this was a highly requested episode, so we hope we gave it justice. Justice for Ellen.
Justice for Ellen, man.
You know?
She deserves better.
Yeah, she does.
If you like this episode, make sure to follow us on all podcast platforms and also give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. It really, really helps with our discovery so that more lovely people like you can listen.
And remember, we have launched a new design collaboration with Zoe Spry, so definitely go to zoespry.com. That's zoespry.com, and then you can buy some of these cards from the collection.
Right then, well, shall we finish up so we can head down to the market?
Yeah, I was thinking we could get some onions.
Hello, I'm Florence Given, artist, feminist, and best-selling author of the book Women Don't Owe You Pretty, and this is my new podcast, Exactly. I'm fascinated by different perspectives and philosophies on life. So in this first season of Exactly, we're diving deep into 5 topics of conversation: sex, social media, feminism, relationships and body image, and exploring them all from different angles. I'll be chatting to an amazing roster of guests, from psychologists and doctors to culture commentators and celebrities. And I want to hear from you as well. I'll be taking your questions, calls and voice notes so that you too can benefit from their advice and enlightenment. Please join me. I guarantee it's going to be a wild ride. We're going to learn so much and we'll have a laugh along the way. Out now. Listen and follow Exactly with me, Florence Given, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.